Back in the Tiger Den, quarter three underway. Warsaw with a ball, leading 22-20. Jaeger hands off to Carson Gould. Concord continues in a man-to-man defense. Out to Jackson Gould. They lob into Jaeger. He'll gather it in and miss everything. Nobody, well, I won't say nobody was around him because there were guys on both sides of him, but he's 4 to 6 inches taller than any of them, and he literally missed the entire basket. So an empty trip to start the third for the Tigers. Concord with the ball with a chance to tie or take the lead. Down on the baseline, Messenger, and a whistle and an offensive foul call. Messenger backs over Jackson Gould. Out of bounds to Warsaw. Derek Deshone looks down at the official who made the call and just is stunned. We've been watching Jackson do that for a long time. Carson Gould out to Jackson. His next point will give him 1,000 for his career. He'll be the 15th Tiger to reach that plateau. Inside to Jaeger, ball knocked away. He got it back, slipped it inside to Gould. Under the basket, forced it up, no good. Martin the rebound, trying to get it out of there. We're going to have a whistle and a held ball, and the air belongs to Concord. And they're going to stop the game and check on Pro a little bit. He might have got hit in the forehead. It seems to be a trend tonight. Pro's explaining to Derek Deshone, his head coach, what is going on. It's a pretty good coaching staff that Derek's got going on down there, including his sister, Sarah, is on that coaching staff. She was a coach of LaPorte and had a really good team going and then stopped and turned the reins over to somebody else. Now is hoping, helping Derek at Concord. McEwen outside the lane, 15 feet out against Jaeger on the left. Couple of dribbles, hands off to Kavanaugh. We played a minute and a half of the third. Kavanaugh in the lane, couldn't shoot it. Picked up, bounces at the foul line, McEwen. McEwen to the left elbow, couple dribbles. Picks up his dribble, goes back out for Messenger. Messenger averages 12 a game, he's yet to score. The right side to Bowling. Bowling up the baseline under the basket against Carson Gould, flipped it out, and stepped out of bounds. I thought I heard a whistle. I did. It's out of bounds to Warsaw. The Tigers will get the ball back, still leading 22-20. Well, I joked with a fan. They said, what do you think about tonight? I said, it could be first one to 40 wins. May not be that. Maybe the first one to 35. We'll see. Gould to Gould. Jackson. Up the baseline, spins in the lane, kicks across. Brant Martin, left side, three-pointer, good. A three free throw trip and a three-point basket for Martin. 25-20. Tigers lead by five. Concord with the ball at the far end. Pro up the baseline. Lobs a pass across. It hit Jackson Gould in the back of the head and bounces out of bounds. Jackson knew it was coming, but he didn't know where it was. So he just kind of put his arms up. And the ball went doink, right off his noggin. Kavanaugh to throw it in, right in the middle of his bench. Lobs in the backcourt to Bolin. Bolin dribbles to the right, back to the left, down to the wing for Messenger. Messenger puts it on the floor against Jackson Gould. Out to Bolin, right side to Kavanaugh. Kavanaugh down to the baseline for Messenger. Squares up against Jackson Gould. Goes a back out for Kavanaugh. Kavanaugh trying to back in on Martin, but couldn't get past him. Now a throw back out to Bolin. Bolin off to the right against Carson Gould. Out of the top for McEwen. Back to the right he comes for Messenger. Down the side of the lane against Jackson Gould. Banks it up, no good. McEwen the rebound. Back up, no good. And Jaeger grabs the rebound. And it's out of bounds off of Concord. And Warsaw maintains possession. Luke Bricker, Drew Heckerman, Drew Sullivan into the game for the Tigers. Martin, Carson Gould, and Trey Davis all come out. 5:07 left to play in our third quarter. Warsaw leading 25-20. So in the game, you have Jackson Gould, Heckerman, Bricker, Sullivan, and Jaeger. Jackson down the lane, dumps it off left. Jaeger lost the ball, but Sullivan picks it back up. He'll lob it out to Bricker. Out of the far side, Jackson Gould. Again, Jackson at 999. He needed 1 point for 1,000. He'll bounce it outside the lane, Heckerman. He'll jump a pass inside. Jaeger catches, takes it up. He got fouled. Jaeger fouled, I think, from behind. Yes, Kavanaugh from behind, his second. With 4:41 left, Warsaw on a mini run of their own. have taken a five-point lead, and Yeager's got two free throws coming. Luke, for the season, only 9 free throws in 13 games. He's 5 of 9. And the gym grows very quiet as he shoots the first one up and in. When you're 6'8", you don't have to put a lot of arch on the ball. He's shooting it almost straight forward. He's made it a 6-point game. Potter to the scores table. Second one up. That one's good, too. Yeager, the Tiger leader in scoring. He's got 9 points. He'll take a break. Potter in for him. 27-20 Tigers. Warsaw pressing. Bricker and Heckman up here to give Messenger and Bolin trouble. Bolin gets it underneath the basket. Bricker is going to stay back here and try to at least make him think about him while he walks the ball through the center circle. Right-hand dribble, now left. Takes it left. Picks up his dribble in the wing. Bounces it out for Kavanaugh. Kavanaugh with a ball fake against Sullivan. Backdoor cut. It slipped underneath the basket. McEwen, he lost it. Picked it back up. Reverse layup, no good. Rebound grab by Hackman. He takes off running. Hackman up the middle of the court. Down the middle of the lane. Spinorama for 2. Timeout, Concord. 4:10 left to play here in the third quarter. The Tigers have scored the first 7 of the third and lead 29-20. We're back here in 60 seconds on News Now Warsaw. Jared Shaw on assignment tonight. He is officiating up at Westview. 29-20, Warsaw with the lead now. Roger Grossman with you. Steve Scott back at the station. Great to have you with us. Wherever you are listening and however you are listening on this Friday night of Northern Lakes Conference Hoops. Derek Deshone spent the first 15 to 20 seconds of his time out complaining, thinking that Heckman had traveled. I disagree. However, what I think doesn't matter. Shepard in the lane. Kavanaugh in for the ride into Sullivan. Puts it up, puts it in, and a foul. Sullivan with his first foul. Score the field goal for Kavanaugh, who's got 8. Those are his first points since the first quarter. Kavanaugh at the free throw line this season to 7 out of 16. Shooting 1. Free throw up. It's good. 29-23. Minutemen down by 3. Warsaw with the ball leading by 6. Jackson Gould. Still a point away from 1,000. Down to the right baseline. Slips it inside. Bricker cuts the basket and scores. Bricker with his first 2. That's the play that normally goes out to the corner, but this time they varied it, and Bricker came in from the left to put it in to make it 31-23. Past the post, knocked away by Bricker. He dives for it, but it's out of bounds off of Luke. And it remains Concord basketball. Carson Gould in, Jackson Gould out. So Jackson, for at least a little bit, will stay at 999. Kavanaugh throw it in. Foul line extended, far end, near sidelines. And he bounces in for Messenger. Out to Bolin. Bolin against Carson Gould. Bolin, his heels on the center circle line. Now he drifts left. Throws it left wing. Messenger got free of Heckman. Takes it in for the left. Fakes, shoots, scores. Braden Messenger with his first 2, 31-25. Tigers with the ball and a 6-point lead. 3:05 left to play third quarter. Bricker holding shoulder high. 1 dribble. Now to Sullivan. Sullivan pressured there by Messenger. Now he throws cross court to Carson Gould. To the corner to Potter. Bricker's posted up. Now Bricker pops out in the corner. Steps back for 3. Good. Bricker rings the bell. He's got 5 straight. Timeout called by Warsaw. Timeout Tigers, 2:42 left to play third quarter. Warsaw 34, Concord 25, and we are back in 30 seconds on News Now Warsaw. Roger Grossman back in the Tiger Den. Warsaw on the 3-pointer by Bricker, lead 34-25. Clock runs, we're down to 2:35 left to play here in our third quarter. Concord ball at the far end. Pro, right side for Shepard. Shepard looks inside, nothing happening. Down to the corner, he goes to Smith. Smith trying to back his way in on Yeager. Spins him in, shot it, missed it. And Carson Gould, the littlest guy out there, grabs the rebound. Jackson Gould, up ahead, Bricker, wide open. 3-pointer, no good. Yeager couldn't grab the rebound off the backboard despite having inside position. Pro the other way. I thought Bricker's shot was going in. Thought Jaeger was going to get the rebound. None of that happened. Shepard drives down the middle of the lane, shoots around Jaeger, no good. Tipped up Messenger, no good. Jaeger, the rebound for Warsaw. Jackson Gould in transition. Peels in all the way down the lane, all the way to the basket for two, and there it is. Jackson Gould with 9 points and 1,001 points for his career, and Warsaw leads by 11. And a standing ovation occurring right now in the Tiger Den. Left side for Smith. Down to the wing for Kavanaugh. Off a screen to the free throw line. He ran into Carson Gould. Offensive foul. Kavanaugh with his third. Warsaw ball with 127. Jackson Gould will be recognized here by the Tiger Den crowd after a hug from his head coach. Jackson waves to the crowd. Drew Heckman waving at the fans to yell even louder. It's been a hard season for Jax. This injury undid a lot of what he and the team thought he would be able to do. But he's kept going when most kids would have went to the surgery and they would have got ready for college. Gould fakes the three-pointer, drives in a floater, banked, no good. Tipped by Jaeger, rebound Jaeger, back up, blocked, foul called. Gould slow to get up, but that's pretty much all the time. Because he can't use both arms to get up off the deck. The foul is called against Pro. That's his first. There is moisture on the floor from wet jerseys. And the players are working to get all of that identified and tried up. 1:11 left to go in the third. Warsaw by 11. Jaeger shoots two. Two for two in the game, shooting for double figures, and he's got the first one. Luke Jaeger in double figures for the first time since the St. Joe game at Grace. In the seven games since, he scored just 29 points. Jaeger shoots a second one, and that one's good. He's having a big game here tonight against Concord. We told you we thought that he could, and he is. 38-25. Warsaw with a 13-point lead. Pro at the top. Left side for a new guy in there. That's Avery Johnson. And a pass stolen. Gould to steal. In for the left. Takes it down and scores. 1,002, 1,003. 40-25. Pro quickly the other way. Picks up his dribble against Carson Gould. Now out top for Shaner. Left side for Pro. He started in against Carson Gould but couldn't get around him. Now back out to Avery Johnson. Steps in. Pro in the corner. A high-reaching three. Wedges between the rim and the backboard. Out of bounds on the alternating possession to Warsaw. That's a rule I would like to see them change. If you shoot the ball and it wedges between the rim and the backboard, I don't think you should get the possession or even have a chance of it. I think it should go to the other team. Heckman will walk it up. Pro is with him in the backcourt. 25 seconds left to play in a third quarter dominated by Warsaw. Heckman hands back to Carson Gould right in front of the scorer's table. In front of our good friend Nate Howitt, who's there keeping the book once again. Heckman in the center circle, 9 seconds, eight. Heckman spins the right in the lane. Pull up, 12-footer, no good. Tip by Jaeger, grab by Concord Smith, and Pro will throw it the length and come up way short. Warsaw 40, Concord 25. We'll be back to start the fourth in 60 seconds on News Now Warsaw. An 18-5 third quarter has Warsaw up by 15 here at the end of three, 40-25. We'll get the stats to you here through three quarters in just a minute. Concord ball starting the fourth, working to the far end. Warsaw has outscored Concord 35-14 in the middle two quarters. Now we start the final 8 minutes with the Minutemen headed the other way. Pro across the line against Jackson Gould. Now top for Bolin. Bolin drives in to the elbow. Backdoor cut, Pro wide open for two. That's a beautifully set up play by Derek Deshone and well executed by Concord to get them a bucket and get them on the board here in the fourth. Carson Gould against Pro, beats him down to the baseline, pulls up, trapped inside Jaeger. Jaeger will muscle it up to the basket and score. 13 for Luke Yeager. And that's a new season high for him. Yeager, 42-27, Tigers by 15. McEwen out to the top. Drives the right elbow, hands it back to Pro. Pro goes to the right, up the side of the lane, banks it off the glass and good. Lucas Pro, who had 26 on Tuesday against Elkhart, now has 40 for the week. Martin left wing. Down to the baseline, Bricker. Bricker trapped on the baseline, tried to pass it out. It's tipped and out of bounds and tipped by Yeager. It belongs to Concord. He was trying to throw it to Trey Davis, but it never got there. And now the Minutemen have the ball back. The thing that, if you're thinking about it here, the only way this can go really bad for Warsaw is if Pro gets hot, and there he goes, up the side of the lane. Foul called on Carson Gould. They really don't have another guy who they can count on for points. Yes, Messenger is their leading scorer at 12 points per game. But in these situations, Pro is the guy who's going to take the ball and try to take over. And he's capable, as he proved on Tuesday, of dragging his team back into it. And he's trying to do that right here. Pro's free throw is good. 15 points, 5 here in the first minute, 18 of the fourth quarter. Jackson Gould back in for Bricker. 6:42 left. One more coming up for the 6-foot sophomore. Everywhere we go, sophomores playing big-time varsity minutes for boys' basketball teams. No good. Trey Davis, the rebound for Warsaw. Outlets to Jackson Gould. Gould across the line, trapped, trying to step through it, and a whistle and a foul called. Derek Deshone started down in the court. Jackson got grabbed by Messenger. Oh, they're not going to call a foul. They're going to call held ball. Gould kind of swung his arms a little bit. Not happy about the way Messenger was treating him. And they're looking for a towel. The ball was wet. Again, Jackson's jersey is soaked, even though he's wearing a shirt underneath his game jersey. Jackson kind of swung. He didn't swing his elbows, but he did throw Messenger hard enough off of him that he went to the ground. On the inbounds, Carson Gould in the backcourt against Pro. Carson across the line. And a whistle and one of the orange balls that they threw out at the end of the quarter comes bouncing out of the student section. Gould will throw it in. Jackson will throw it in the backcourt to his brother. Carson will bring it across the line. Pressured by Pro off a Yeager screen all the way to the far side. Then back to Martin. Down to Gould. Up the baseline he goes. Pull up 12-footer. Book it. Timeout Warsaw. Gould now with 12. 6:16 left to play fourth quarter. Warsaw 44. Concord 30. We are back in 60 seconds on News Now Warsaw. If you missed it just a little bit ago, Jackson Gould on a driving layup. Passed the 1,000-point mark in his career. He's now got 12 points in this game. He needed 8. Bad pass, taken away. Pro tried to find McEwen in the lane, and Carson Gould picked it off. Warsaw 44, Concord 30, 6 minutes left to go. Martin out between the circles, across to Trey Davis. Davis dribbles back, lost the ball. He was going to pass it to Martin. I don't know how that's not travel. They're going to say Concord touched it? Boy, I don't think so. Jackson Gould in the lane, floating 15-footer, way off the mark. Trey Davis the rebound. Davis back out for Carson Gould. Warsaw will reset it. Left side, Jackson Gould. Jackson holding out beyond the NBA arc. He'll walk it back beyond the length of the volleyball line and then start back up again. Bumps it off to Martin. Martin bounces outside the lane, Carson Gould. Carson, backdoor cut, Jackson. Jackson's in jail down on the baseline, and he's going to throw it off a Pro and out of bounds. And Warsaw maintains possession. It's great that you can get that pass in there, but Jackson had nowhere to go once he caught it. Yeager comes out. Heckman back in for the Tigers. 5:14 left to go. Carson Gould down here below us. Gets it into Heckman on the left wing against Messenger. blows by him up the baseline, forced one up and missed it, fights for his own rebound, couldn't get it. McEwen's got it for Concord. Bolin in transition, has no numbers. Warsaw is back defensively. Now Bolin behind his back to McEwen, backdoor cut. Kavanaugh under the basket for two. Warsaw got caught above the free throw line, and Kavanaugh had a pretty easy time of getting to the hoop. He did find a little resistance as he put the ball in for his 10th and 11th points, and Warsaw leads 44-32. Right corner for Karsegul. He is trapped. Up the baseline he goes. Underneath to Martin, who fakes, shoots, foul call. Kavanaugh whacked down hard just to make sure that Martin didn't get off a shot, and I've got Andrew for four. And that's what the board says, too. Free throws here for Martin, who made three as he was fouled on a three-point attempt in the second quarter. He then made a three-pointer in the third. He has 6 points. And that one's way short. That one barely hit the front of the rim and glanced off to the left. One more coming up for the 6'3" sophomore. And that one's up, and it's in and out. The rebound's grabbed by Concord. Kavanaugh, who committed the foul, grabs it, and they trail by 12. Bolin, off a screen to the left, down to the block, picked up by Heckman on the switch. Pro up the baseline around Davis, but couldn't shoot. Back to Bolin on the wing. Bolin, a 5'10 junior, going to be a good point guard for them. Continues to work hard at the skill. Pass the wing, tipped and taken away. Jackson Gould races in, flips it back to Carson Gould for two. There was just this bit of hesitation for Jackson with McEwen coming that he could get the ball up with only one arm. So he flipped it back to little brother, who never gave up on the play. Carson puts it in, and then at the other end, Kavanaugh turns it over. McEwen comes out, and Davon Smith is in for the Minutemen with 3:54 left to play. Warsaw by 14. Looking like they're on their way to a 3-1 conference record and an 8-6 overall mark headed to Valparaiso tomorrow. Heckman right wing, trapped in the corner. Needs help, jumps a pass, and timeout called by Warsaw. This will be a full timeout with 3:38 left to play in the game. Warsaw leads 46-32. We're back in 30 seconds this time on News Now Warsaw. We'll set the stage for you for tomorrow. Tiger boys will be at Valparaiso tomorrow. The JV and the freshmen will be playing at the same time in two different places in the building, starting at 5 o'clock our time, 4 o'clock Valparaiso time. Then the varsity will follow that in the main gym. We will not be there to broadcast because we will be with the girls as they go for the Northern Lakes Conference Championship outright tomorrow at Concord. Airtime is 7:25 on News Now Warsaw. Tiger ball after the timeout. Davis across to Martin. Concord now running everywhere. Heckman shoots a three. Shot it short. Martin, though, the rebound, and he got tied up. And the arrow belongs to the Minutemen. And Bricker's going to come in for Heckman. I can't imagine that Matt Moore drew that up that way. And based on the reaction as Heckman goes off the court, I'm correct. Bolin will walk it down to the far end. You're up by 14 with 3.5 minutes left. You don't need a three-point shot. Bolin, top of the circle, can't get away from Carson Gould. Backs him down to the block and shoots it and missed it, and Carson got the rebound. Warsaw in control of the game, leading 46-32. 3:08 to go. Stay tuned after the game. Final scoring, final stats, and an interview with Matt Moore. And the ball is tipped out of bounds. Oh, no, wait a minute. Hold on a minute. The official standing right next to it gave the ball to Concord when clearly the Minutemen knocked it out of bounds. Oopsie. Jackson Gould to throw it in. Right in front of Nate Howard at the scorer's table. In the backcourt, he gets it to Carson Gould. Being chased from behind. Now he steps through double team. Got rid of it to Jackson Gould. Now he'll throw it to the sideline in front of the Warsaw bench to Bricker. Underneath the basket, Trey Davis for two. Somebody had to be open, but Concord's defense was so relentless, nobody could look that far out to see who was open. 48-32, Tigers by 16, 2.5 minutes left to play. Bolin out on the right. Hands back to Pro. Pro shoots for three and missed it. Long rebound. Jackson Gould for the Tigers. Dribbles up the right side. Now wheels around, needs help, finds Bricker. Back out to Jackson Gould with 2:15 left. Carson, deep right corner. Slips it into Martin. He's surrounded by green shirts. He gets rid of it to Bricker. Near sideline to Trey Davis. Now cross court skip pass to Carson Gould. Five new Minutemen ready to check in. What a pass. A 50-foot pass underneath from Carson Gould. Cross court to Trey Davis, who scores again. 50-32 Tigers. Messenger down the side of the lane. Skips it across. Shepard shoots a contested three and hits it. And a timeout will be taken by Derek Deshone. This is 8:30. We'll take this one. 1:45 to go in the game. Warsaw 50, Concord 35. We're back in 30 seconds on News Now Warsaw. Just to continue the thought about Jackson Gould as Warsaw plays it in. Martin fakes the long pass, throws it into Bricker. Martin ahead to Carson Gould, still deep in the backcourt. Concord pressuring everywhere. Gould shy the line, now across the line. Throws it to the far sideline to Bricker. 90 seconds to play in the game. Warsaw leads 50-35 over Concord. Down to the baseline. Jackson Gould, little 12-footer. In and out. Rebound grabbed by Shaner for Concord. Now Cole drives in the lane. Lost the ball. Taken away. Martin up ahead to Bricker. He will get to it and he will score. Bricker with seven. Will Bergen will come into the game for Jackson Gould with 1:13 left. A substitution timeout there taken by the Tigers. A standing ovation for Jackson Gould once again, who not only passed 1,000 points for his career, but also has tied Marty Lehman for number 12 on the all-time scoring list here at Warsaw Community High School. 52-35, Warsaw, 1:03 left. Now left side for Johnson, out top for Cole, back to Johnson, left wing. Back to Shepard at the top, right side for Morris. Connor Morris in the game for Concord. Left side three, and Shepard's three-pointer. That's Javion's three, no good. Martin the rebound for Warsaw, 40 seconds left. Let's see how Concord's backups want to play this. Whether they're going to be aggressive, it looks like they will. Bergen up the sideline, Bricker. High lob pass to Trey Davis. 25 seconds. Trey back to the near sideline to Martin. Martin. We're going to keep it here after the game goes final because they're going to have a presentation for Jackson Gould, I believe, after the game is over. Davis holding the ball head high. And he will dribble out the time, and that will do it. It looked rough for the Tigers early. They finished strong, and they win 52-35 over Concord here in the Tiger Den. Post-game coverage begins after these messages on News Now Warsaw. Warsaw wins tonight. Final score 52-35 over Concord. Final scoring for the Minutemen, who are 8-6 and now 2-2 in the league. Jalen Bowen, 2. Javar Shepard, 3. Lucas Pro, 15 points, but only 5 after halftime. Parker McEwen, 2, and their leader, Owen Braden Messenger, 2. Andrew Cavanaugh finished as the high point man. He had 11. For Warsaw, who's now 8-6 and 3-1 in the conference, Trey Davis, 4. Luke Bricker, 7, all in the second half. Carson Gould, 2, Drew Heckerman, 7, Grant Martin, 6, and then in double figures, Jackson Gould with 12. He's the 15th Tiger all-time to score 1,000 points or more in his career, and now tied with Marty Lehman for number 12 on the all-time scoring list, and Luke Yeager was the high point man with 13 points. Matt Moore is here. He brought a friend with him. Jackson Gould down below getting his picture taken. They have a sign for him with 1,000 points on it. 52-35, Warsaw wins. And now at 8-6, they head to Valparaiso tomorrow. More on that in a second. Time for the final stats. They're brought to you by Alderfer Bergen & Company. Let them be the head coach of your financial planning team. Alderfer Bergen & Company, 122 West Market Street, Warsaw, and online at alderferbergen.com. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. For the game, Concord, 15 of 36 from the field, 42%. 3 of 7 for three-point range, just 2 out of 3 at the free throw line. Warsaw, 20 of 42 from the field, 48%. 5 of 9 from the arc. And in the game, 5 different players made three-pointers. So it wasn't just one guy tonight. And they were 7 out of 9 at the free throw line. The rebounding edge goes to Warsaw, 25 to 17. The Tigers with 9 offensive rebounds, Concord with 4. Warsaw certainly handled the ball a lot better. After a 6-turnover first quarter, they had 3 the whole rest of the game and finished with a total of 9, while Concord had 13. Points off turnovers, Warsaw 13, Concord 7. Second chance points, Warsaw 8, Concord 2. Points off the bench, big advantage there. Warsaw 14, Concord 3. Concord played to a .77 points per possession. Warsaw to a 1.13. And Warsaw wins the game 52-35. Those are the final stats brought to you by Alderfer Bergen & Company, 122 West Market Street, Warsaw, and online at alderferbergen.com. We will come back and explain how tomorrow is going to work next on News Now Warsaw. Warsaw wins 52-35 over Concord. They're now 3-1 in the conference. Next conference game will be next Friday. It will be here. It will be massive. Northwood has come to town. Aaron Wolf and his bunch look really, 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 really good. And the Tigers are hoping to knock them off. And if they can, put themselves right back into the conference race. But that's what it's going to take. It'll be an elimination game for the Tigers. Northwood and Warsaw, 6:15 next Friday here in Warsaw. However, the boys have another game to play tomorrow. This will be a 5 o'clock freshman and JV start. Freshman in the fieldhouse at Valparaiso. The JV in the main gymnasium at Valparaiso. The varsity game will follow that, and that will be at roughly 6:30. Again, those times are our times. Okay, those are Eastern time. So 5 o'clock our time, 4 o'clock in the central time zone for Warsaw and Valparaiso. JV basketball, varsity will follow the JV. We are not going with the boys tomorrow. We're going with the girls because the girls are a win away from an outright conference championship, and they will be at Concord, and so we'll be there for that. 6:15 is the scheduled start time for the JV, and we're scheduled to go on the air at 7:25 on News Now Warsaw. It should be noted that the program at Concord is down a little bit, and so the JV game could get to a running clock. It could end a little earlier than that. So we're encouraging you to start listening about 7 o'clock to make sure that you don't miss a thing. And, of course, the Lady Tigers have already clinched at least a share of the NLC championship, which would be their 18th in school history, and they could win it outright with a victory tomorrow. So we'll be with the girls tomorrow night. 7:25 is the planned airtime, but we'll go on right after the JV game on News Now Warsaw. Of course, all of it can be previewed tomorrow morning starting at 9 a.m. on Tiger Talk on News Now Warsaw, 99.7 FM, 1480 a.m. online at newsnowwarsaw.com and the News Now Warsaw app. I have scores for you. We'll take this last break and give them to you next on News Now Warsaw.